and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Disaster averted at Chicago's Midway Airport. A Southwest Airlines jet and a business jet had a close call when the small jet crossed a runway that was in use. More from CBS's Chris Van Cleave.
A 737 bound from Omaha was just about to land at Chicago Midway when the Southwest pilots essentially floored it, pulled up, and aborted the takeoff because a business jet was taxiing across the runway. They were speeding down.
The Southwest plane circled around and landed safely, and the investigation is underway. As Elon Musk's Doge task force moves to trim the federal workforce, CBS News has learned that large-scale layoffs are in store. As first reported by CNN, a soon-to-be-released memo will direct government agencies to submit reorganization plans. House Republicans are moving ahead on their budget plans after narrowly passing a resolution. CBS's Matt Piper with the latest.
The House adopted a budget proposal that is a major victory to Speaker Mike Johnson, who had been trying to sway a small number of holdouts in the final hours.
This is the first important step.
President Trump has called it a big, beautiful bill with $4.5 trillion in tax breaks and $1.5 trillion in spending cuts, while raising the debt ceiling by $4 trillion.
Ukrainian President Zelensky will soon visit the White House to sign a minerals deal with President Trump.
I hear that he's coming on Friday. Certainly, it's okay with me if he'd like to.
The deal will allow the U.S. to tap into Ukraine's mineral wealth, bringing in billions of dollars to help recoup the money the United States has spent to support Ukraine in the war with Russia.
He would like to sign it together with me, and I understand that's a big deal, very big deal.
In return, President Trump says Ukraine gets
$350 billion in lots of equipment, military equipment, and the right to fight on.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News, the White House.
Trump-backed U.S. Congressman Byron Donalds announces he's running for Florida governor in 2026. A so-called bounty bill is being debated in the Arizona State Legislature, CBS's Stephen Kaufman.
A bill that would pay local police departments $2,500 for every migrant who is detained and later deported is being debated in the Arizona State Senate. Republican State Senator Jake Hoffman is the author of the so-called bounty bill.
It's about protecting the people and communities from criminal illegal aliens.
While immigration activists testified against the bill.
It will supercharge racial profiling across the state.
Governor Katie Hobbs says there's no way she'll sign the measure. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, Prescott, Arizona.
Denny's is the latest to add a surcharge to dishes that include eggs at some of its restaurant locations nationwide. This is CBS News.
A riddle brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. It was an easy riddle. Learn more at progressive.com.
Coming up on the next Midday Magazine, we welcome Chad Schooley from the Wood County Parks and Forestry Department in part one and our friends from the ODC in part two. It's 4 to 5 on 97.5 FM WFHR.
Basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers at home tonight against the Washington Huskies. Wisconsin now ranked 12th in the AP Top 25. The Bucks are in Houston taking on the Rockets. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst and his staff here in Indianapolis for the NFL Scouting Combine. Over 300 top college players working out for teams getting ready for the draft in April. The Brewers in Arizona, where pitcher Abner Uribe, who once threw a pitch over 103 miles an hour, believed to be the best in franchise history, has not only been working on his fastball, but his English as well.
How did you study?
I studied like with the teacher, but then I felt chilling, sitting, I can't feel asleep because I'm not that guy to be sitting all day taking class, you know.
Uribe, who's from the Dominican Republic, says he wants to be able to speak with the fans, especially the kids.
If I don't speak English, I don't have like something to say to the kid, you know what I mean? So I have to speak in English.
That's Brewers pitcher Abner Uribe with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Fans of Justin Bieber have taken to social media to voice their concern for the singer. Bieber's recent public appearances have shown him looking disheveled, gaunt, and exhausted, prompting rumors that the pop star is using drugs again. Bieber says he is overtired because he actively parents his newborn son and has been holding late-night recording sessions. Reps for Bieber have adamantly denied that the pop star is using hard drugs again. More to come, I'm sure. Evel Knievel was one of the most popular motorcycle stuntmen in the world, and at times was even successful. According to Puberty.com, Leonardo DiCaprio is in talks to play Knievel in a new biopic. Legend has it that over the course of his career, Knievel broke 433 of the 205 bones in his body. In 1971, Evel Knievel jumped his motorcycle over 19 cars, a record that stood until it was finally broken in 1998 by none other than No Idea. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A little slippery travel possible here in the overnight and into the first part of your Wednesday. A little rain-snow mix out there. Accumulations of snow should be an inch or less. Overnight lows in the lower 30s. Wednesday's high in the lower 40s. Right now, it's 31.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our old friend Trigvi Olsen from the Lincoln Project is here, along with State Senator Sarah Kayeski, talking about a right to repair bill. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, top of the Tuesday to you. Let's rock and roll this thing. The Supreme Court legalized, or at least Republicans on the Supreme Court, legalized election rigging. You know, it was a series of four decisions that said, yeah, sure, you can gerrymander, you can block the vote, you can refuse to count people's votes, you can purge people from ballot. Why are Democrats playing the game? We'll get to that in a moment. Also, are Democrats bringing a teaspoon to a gunfight? Should Democrats refuse to pass a budget bill until Musk is booted out of our government and we return to law and order? We'll get to that in a bit. Also, a stunning shift. Critics warn about the U.S. vote to basically align America now officially with North Korea, China, Russia, and Israel. You know, if countries run by autocrats and Belarus. I mean, you know, it's like there was 14 countries. They're all run by essentially right wing dictators, arguably with the exception of Israel. And I'd say arguably. All voted on, you know, for Putin over Ukraine. What the hell is going on? We'll talk about that also. In the second hour of our program, one of our two guests for the day, Alex Lawson, is going to drop by. The House Republican budget could be voted on even today. And it seems to include massive cuts to Medicaid. Republicans are saying, oh, no Medicaid cuts in there. But there's a catch. I'll tell you about. Well, actually, Alex will tell you all about that. And Donald Trump just killed funding to help hurricane and wildfire victims negotiate with insurance companies. What's with that? Insurance company money going to the GOP? I'll tell you about that in the second hour of the program. And also a crazy alert. This guy is the guy that's shutting down our government and rooting around in our private information, Elon Musk. Weird stuff with one of the ladies in his life. I'm generally reluctant to get into that sort of thing, but this is just over the top. In the third hour of our program, Sabrina Hake is going to be with us, our second guest today. She writes, I did business in Russia and Trump is importing KGB thuggery. We'll tell you about that. Also, the Republican prosecutor in D.C., Ed Martin, apparently is refusing to prosecute a Republican congressman so the House doesn't lose a vote. What the hell? And the nightmare of homeownership is a growing problem. It has to be fixed. What are other countries doing about this, about, you know, the rising cost of homeownership? And is it even happening as badly in other countries as it is here in the United States? So a lot to get to today. Our starting point is today's Daily Take. My article here at HartmanReport.com is titled SCOTUS Republicans, Supreme Court Republicans Legalized Election Rigging. Why aren't Democrats playing the game? And I start out with a metaphor. Imagine that the NFL changed their rules and said, you know, y'all can have three extra players on the field at all times. Any team, any circumstances, you can have three extra players. But half of the NFL teams said, wait a minute, that's not fair. This isn't how we always did it. This is too much of a deviation from fairness. That's just wrong. We're not going to do that. And so going forward, half the NFL teams had three more players than the other half. Now, let me ask just a really simple question here. Under those circumstances, which teams are going to win the games? who's going to end up at the Super Bowl? Obviously, it's going to be the teams that said, oh, the rules say we can have three more players. We're going to have three more players. Well, in 2013, five corrupt Republicans on the Supreme Court changed the rules of our elections, gutting the 1965 Voting Rights Act. This was the Shelby County decision in 2013. They ruled over the loud objections of the liberal justices that it was just fine to gerrymander based on race, based on politics. If you're going to do race, you have to have a little fig leaf, but, you know, wink, wink, nod, nod. It's just fine to throw millions of voters off the rolls, again, based on race or where they live. Ruth Bader Ginsburg said, throwing out preclearance when it's worked and continuing to work to stop discriminatory changes is like throwing away your umbrella in a rainstorm because you're not getting wet. She's absolutely right. This was followed by two other corrupt all-Republican decisions, Rousseau versus Common Cause and Alexander versus NAACP, that expanded the ability of states to gerrymander and consolidate their politics. And then in 2018, there was the Husted versus A. Philip Randolph Institute decision that made it easy for states to target voters with postcards that look like junk mail and throw them off the voting rolls if they fail to return them. As a result of this rapid-fire series of five Republican-only Supreme Court decisions, Republican-controlled states, red states, have passed hundreds of laws making it harder to register to vote, particularly for poor, black, female, disabled, and elderly voters. They have thrown just last year, 4.2 million mostly Democratic voters off the rolls or refused to count their votes, leading, as Greg Palast told you on this program just a couple of weeks ago, to the 2024 election of Donald Trump and Republicans winning control of the House and Senate. And they have gerrymandered their states even more heavily and surgically to give Republicans a solid hold on both the House of Representatives and multiple state legislators. Democratically controlled states, meanwhile, have done nothing. Actually, the democratically controlled states, the blue states, have done worse than nothing, citing fairness and the way it should be done. They've stopped gerrymandering altogether, which is nuts, right? But, yeah, that's what they did. California in 2008 passed a resolution to end gerrymandering there. Right now, there are similar proposals in Arizona, Colorado, Michigan, and Virginia to end gerrymandering in democratically controlled states. What will that do? Probably turn them over to Republicans. If California, and by the way, gerrymandering, here's a great example, North Carolina. North Carolina is a 50-50 state. Year after year after year, they elect a Democrat as their governor. So in statewide elections, you know, Democrats can win in North Carolina. But they have 13 seats in the U.S. House of Representatives. 10 of those 13 seats are held by Republicans. Why? Gerrymandering. The same is true of Alabama, Florida, Texas, Georgia, Louisiana, Ohio, and Utah, which provides 7 additional seats for Republicans in the House of Representatives. If just North Carolina had not been gerrymandered, Democrats would control the House right now. If California had, instead of saying no gerrymander, if California had gerrymandered or aggressively increased their gerrymander, Democrats would control the House of Representatives right now. I mean, but that's just the beginning. Another strategy to suppress the vote is strict signature matching on mail-in ballots. The GOP last year rolled out a program to field an army of 50,000 poll watchers, including interviewing candidates from white supremacist militia groups who challenged the signatures of people, of mail-in voters, in blue cities. And then there's the voter roll purges. In multiple Republican states, particularly Georgia, Ohio, Florida, and Texas, they mail out postcards into urban areas to purge people from voting rolls. The postcard looks like junk mail. If you don't send it back, you get purged from the voting roll. It was Ohio, by the way, that took that case to the Supreme Court, the Husted case. And that's because purging voters has become a very successful thing for Republicans. Here's a quote from a Demos report. Between the close of registration for the 2020 general election and the close of registration for the 2022 general election, states reported removing 19,260,000 records from their voter registration rolls. That's equivalent to 8.5% of the total number of voters who were registered in the United States. Another 17 million were purged in the 2 years leading up to the 2018 election. Remember George W. Bush's 537-vote victory in Florida in 2000? Well, that was just 3 months after Jeb Bush and Catherine Harris had purged 90,000 black people from the voting rolls in Florida because there were felons in Texas who had similar names. More recently, the Brennan Center found that just between 2014 and 2016, the 2 years leading up to the Hillary Trump election, over 14 million people were purged from voting rolls, mostly in Republican-controlled states. I mean, this is crazy. It's time for Democrats to start fighting back. Democrats, instead of ending gerrymanders, need to start gerrymandering. Democratic states should start mailing postcards into largely Republican, red areas. And if the postcards don't get returned, purge them from the damn voting roll. Democratic election judges in Republican areas should start challenging signatures. Now, none of these things that I just said Democrats should do are fair, but they are all legal. This is called fighting fire with fire. And if Democrats did these things, what would happen? Republicans would start squealing like stuck pigs, which, by the way, Democrats should have been doing for the past 20 years, but didn't. But when Republicans start squealing, guess what? Things change. Now, it's not a certainty, but I think it's a likelihood that Republicans might even say, okay, you guys are winning at this game. Now let's quit playing the game. Let's just go back to letting everybody vote. If we don't, if Democrats don't start doing this stuff, get ready for Democrats to lose the 2026 and 2028 elections. And this doesn't even begin to touch Citizens United, which is really a whole different rant. Stick around. We'll be right back.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
17 minutes past the hour. Are Democrats bringing a teaspoon to a gunfight? I'll tell you about that right after this. If you're in charge of order fulfillment for an e-commerce business, you know that it's its own special kind of chaos. But with ShipStation, you can focus on other parts of your business and save hours and money every month by shipping from all your stores with one login, automated repetitive tasks, and finding the best rates among all the global carriers with ShipStation. ShipStation grows with your business no matter how big it gets. Lead your business into the future with smart features and automations that boost efficiency and save you time. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers with discounts of up to 88% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates and up to 90% off FedEx rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Switch to ShipStation today. Go to ShipStation.com and use the code Tom, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free trial. That's ShipStation, code Tom.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. We ask that you kindly not be that guy, and instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone from their top brands in any condition on any unlimited plan for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 with Galaxy AI.
With new line on my plan, additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
looking at the road that was laid before me.
From civil rights to business.
Food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is why I spit. Express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth, inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life, and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types, as they make up about 90% of the collagen in your body. It's found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. It also is completely flavorless. You can put it in anything, coffee, smoothies, soup. And because Nature Path's recipe is a peptides formula, it's more bioavailable. It mixes better than other brands. No clumping at all. Louise and I put it in our coffee this morning. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. They even have an 800 number you can call to talk with a real human being about questions on usage, recipes, or ingredients. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link. You can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. So visit getnativepath.com/Hartman to start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with 2 N's at the end.
One side's playing dirty, dancing with the devil. Gerrymanders purges, they stack the deck, while the other side plays fair, earns respect. Should Democrats rig the vote, change the game? Fight fire with fire, shed the shame. When justice is blinded and rules are bent, is it time for a new precedent? Courts have spoken, open the door for tactics that we all uphold. One team embraces the loopholes found, the other stands on moral ground. Should Democrats rig the vote, change the game? Fight fire with fire, shed the shame. When justice is blinded and rules are bent, is it time for a new precedent?
Yes, I think they should. I think they absolutely should. All right, congressional Democrats have hit an all-time low in approval ratings. Why? Because they're not friggin' speaking out. Did you catch last night on Rachel Maddow's program? Hakeem Jeffries, the House leader of the Democrats, she was like, you know, how tough can you guys be? Do you need steel in your spine? And he's like, we got plenty of steel in our spine. We're going to be tough. And then he said nothing. I mean, it was gibberish. It was just complete gibberish. as he's waving his hands around. He's like trying to build a Lego house in front of him while he's talking. The guy's got to have some kind of neurological disorder. I don't know what it is, but I've never seen anything like it. The old joke about Italians like to talk with their hands. This is way beyond that. Hakeem Jeffries may be a wonderful man. I've never met him. I don't know him. He's never been on this program. He might be a brilliant tactician. He might be great at doing the backroom stuff. Let him do all that stuff. But Democrats need an actual damn leader in the House of Representatives. And, you know, so, yeah, put him in line to be Speaker of the House if that's the way to do it. But pick somebody else to be your spokesperson. Anand Giridharadas was on MSNBC this morning on Morning Joe, and he was talking about this. He says, America's right now living through a hostile takeover by billionaires and bullies, and we don't have an opposition that's able to simply, clearly, and starkly say that. Which is exactly what I saw last night on MSNBC. After I turned to Louise and I said, we're screwed. I used a little stronger word. He says, Giridharadas says, I don't think any American watching that interview with Leader Jeffries would come away feeling defended deep in their heart in the middle of an autocratic takeover. It was full of legal terms as it relates to, in terms of. No, we don't feel the need for more steel in our spine. He said defensiveness and self-protection do not make an opposition. What did Hakeem Jeffries, what has he said historically? Well, if you Google Hakeem Jeffries, you know, talking about politics, he once compared Democrats to Aaron Judge, the New York Yankees player. He said he waits for the right one, and then he swings. We're not going to swing at every pitch. We're going to swing at the ones that matter for the American people. And then later he said at another press briefing, this is Jeffries, I'm going to try to figure out what leverage we actually have. What leverage do we have? Republicans have repeatedly lectured America. They control the House, the Senate, and the presidency. It's their government. Say what? Bernie Sanders is out there taking names and kicking ass, traveling around the Midwest, drawing huge crowds. Why isn't every Democrat in the House and Senate doing this? Where the hell are they? Chuck Schumer. Oh, let me drop my glasses down over my nose and read you another boring speech. These are our two leaders, Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer. Why are they not out in front of the microphones every day? Why are they not out there getting arrested in front of these buildings? Why are they not taking a security detail into the Treasury Department to kick out the Doge people? What the hell is going on, Democrats?
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
27 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with your calls and more of the news of the day right after this break.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going through.
through and how to help you get where you want to be. And that is on the road to recovery. With one free phone call, my specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. Pilots on a Southwest Airlines flight attempting to land in Chicago had to maneuver up and out of the way to avoid an aircraft crossing the runway.
You see the Southwest 737 coming in from Omaha, just about to touch down at Chicago Midway, when the pilots essentially floored it and pulled up, aborting the landing.
CBS's Chris Van Cleve. The FAA says a business jet entered the runway without authorization. House Republicans passed their budget blueprint, as CBS's Matt Piper reports.
The vote was close.
The ayes are 217. The nays are 215.
All Democrats opposed. The House adopted a budget proposal with $4.5 trillion in tax breaks and $1.5 trillion in spending cuts.
President Trump is expected to meet Ukrainian President Zelensky to sign a deal granting the U.S. access to Ukraine's mineral reserves. Trump says it's good for Ukraine.
$350 billion and lots of equipment and military equipment and the right to fight on.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There is streaming news as Oscar-nominated films make their way to the small screen, with the Academy Awards right around the corner. A Complete Unknown is now available to stream. The Bob Dylan biopic is available on Amazon Prime, but it ain't cheap. The film could be rented for $24.99 or purchased for $29.99. So if you really want to see the film before the Oscar broadcast and have a kidney to spare, go ahead and sell it and check out this really good movie starring Timothy Chalamet, Ed Norton, and Monica Barbaro, all of whom are nominated for an acting Oscar. Wicked pulled in $727 million globally, which is the most ever by an adaptation from a Broadway show. The film is now also available to watch at home. It broke records on its first week of digital release, which began December 31st, and pulled in another $70 million. If you have Peacock, you can watch the film March 21st for a much more sensible price. Nickel Boys is also now available to stream for $20 on Fandango at home. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers at home tonight against the Washington Huskies. Wisconsin now ranked 12th in the AP Top 25. The Bucks are in Houston taking on the Rockets. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst and his staff here in Indianapolis for the NFL Scouting Combine. Over 300 top college players working out for teams getting ready for the draft in April. The Brewers in Arizona, where pitcher Abner Uribe, who once threw a pitch over 103 miles an hour, believed to be the best in franchise history, has not only been working on his fastball, but his English as well.
How did he study?
I studied like with the teacher, but then I felt chilling sitting. I can't feel asleep because I'm not that guy to be sitting all day taking class, you know.
Uribe, who's from the Dominican Republic, says he wants to be able to speak with the fans, especially the kids.
If I don't speak English, I don't have like something to say to the kid, you know what I mean? So I have to speak in English.
That's Brewers pitcher Abner Uribe with sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A little slippery travel possible here in the overnight and into the first part of your Wednesday. A little rain-snow mix out there. Accumulations of snow should be an inch or less. Overnight lows in the lower 30s. Wednesday's high in the lower 40s. It's 33 at our studios.
The Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
While I continue my, finger quotes, work retreat for Up North News, Chad Holmes will be filling in on Wednesday doing double duty ahead of his Wausau show.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Stands, a puppet dancing on Russian strands in the corridors where secrets seep. The truth lies buried. Helsinki stage to whispered calls, a leader bends, another enthralls, sanctions lifted, alliances frayed, a nation's trust begins to fade. Does Putin own Trump? The question stands, a puppet dancing.
So I don't even think that's a question anymore. Yesterday, the United States voted with North Korea, Belarus, Russia, and Hungary to say, no, Russia didn't invade Ukraine, and it wasn't a terrible thing 3 years ago, and all those dead people and all those raped women and all those stolen children and all those destroyed cities and the ongoing daily bombing of this country, all of that doesn't even exist. Or if it does, it's Zelensky's fault. The United States has abandoned, officially abandoned, the position that we acquired as a result of winning World Wars I and II, particularly World War II. We were the leader of the free world. That was our more or less official, title. And now, now the United States is aligned with Russia. Now we're down with Putin. We're Putin's bitch, as the old saying goes. It is, or at least Donald Trump is, and he's dragging America with us, with him. I literally never thought I would see this day in my lifetime. And I can't imagine what my father, who volunteered to fight in World War II straight out of high school, would have said, or done, for that matter, were he alive today and able to see this. Can you imagine the men who fought in World War II? And now we're aligning. I realize Russia was our ally in World War II, but Russia has become what Nazi Germany was. Can you imagine any of those people who fought in that war? If they were still alive, I realize there's a small handful of them who still are, but I'm lacking adjectives. Astonishing, horrible, disgusting, pathetic, screwed up, effed up. Anyhow, what's on your mind today? Let's pick up some calls here. CeCe in Northbrook, Illinois. Hey, CeCe, what's up?
Hi, Tom. These are not obstacles. They're opportunities. You are just fired me up. I am inspired by the people in government who are resigning from their jobs to uphold their oaths. I'm just inspired. I've been checking the boxes as you've been, suggesting. I went to Indivisible, stood out on the protest line.
God bless you.
On the protest day, and went to my Democratic DNC, local DNC meeting. Of course, that didn't go over well. I was in the middle of the room arguing with the vice chair because I didn't want to put a sign in my yard, but that's fine. I was there. I called my senators and representatives, and, man, you are inspiring me, brother. And I want to, but what I call you about, I want to resuscitate Two words. One of the words is integrity. Donald Trump has just hit that one upside the head with a baseball bat, is laying down and needs to be resuscitated. Integrity. That's what's going on in the government. People are resigning because they have integrity. And that fires me up. But then there's another word, stupid. And that word has a black eye. Kamala Harris gave it a black eye on Fox News. She should have responded, yes, they're stupid. Because ignorance, Tom, I watched your show. I started at 11 o'clock. I probably don't stop watching it until 2. And, you know, in the beginning of the show, I'm ignorant. But at the end, I'm a little bit smarter. And that's the difference between being stupid and ignorant. Ignorant, you can learn. You can learn. You can be better. Stupid, you just stuck. And you get. Am I wrong?
Welcome to the GOP, CC. No, you're not.
Yes,
wrong.
They're stupid. They're not ignorant anymore. They're stupid. And so, Tom, I just want to keep encouraging you to keep doing what you're doing, man. You're firing us up out here. And by the way, something else I learned on your show. Politicians generally are not leaders. As we're seeing right now, they're not leaders. They find out where the crowd is going, run to the front. That conversation you had with Pocan last week, he just wasn't getting it. He's too stuck on these surveys. What you're trying to tell him is that, man, all these things you're talking about will be irrelevant once the country is taken over. He just wasn't, it wasn't clicking with him, but you tried. You're a good man. I appreciate you, and I appreciate your work you're doing, and you're inspiring me.
Thank you, CeCe. Thank you. Thank you for your kind words and for your activism. I mean, you know, we all need to stand up, I second everything you said. CeCe, thank you so much. Wynn in Emden, Maine? Hey, Wynn, what's up?
Emden, Maine. Yeah, hi, Tom.
Hey.
Well, I'm sitting here, and I'm going along with everything you're saying, and appreciate your salute to the World War II vets. I had 5 uncles in the Battle of the Bulge.
Whoa.
The last one just passed last year at 100 years of age.
God bless him.
So anyway, you're right. We need to get strategic here. And I just want to give you something to think about. Suppose we go undercover, every Democrat, or as many as we can get, to register as a Republican. Okay. And then perhaps we could threaten to primary the Republicans. We'll primary them. I mean, that's what Trump's threatening to do. Well, we could do the same thing. Okay? And if we all registered as Republicans, they wouldn't know who we are. They can't purge us. They'd be too scared. And another bright spot in doing that, would be that, give them false confidence. You know, all these people are becoming, they wouldn't know where to put their confidence.
Yeah.
And then we can impeach him, too. That we also ought to do. We need to impeach Trump, whether we win or lose. But if we all kind of infiltrated and registered as Republicans, that would knock them crazy.
Yeah, the key phrase Wynn, is if we all. And as I'm sure you know, that ain't going to happen.
I love
the idea. About half our states, though, don't have closed primaries. In half the states, if you want to vote in the Republican primary, you don't have to register as a Republican. I mean, that's how when I was living in Michigan back in the 60s, that the Democrats ended up sending what was his name, the notorious racist, off to, as the Democratic candidate for president. And, it's... So, yeah, it happens. It does happen.
Register anyway.
Yeah, there you go. Wynn, thank you.
Register anyway.
I'm with you. I'm not going to do that. I want to stay inside the Democratic Party so that I can have a say in the Democratic Party and vote for progressives. But, I get what you're saying, and if that works in Maine, go for it. Go for it. Keep thinking, Wynn. I like the way you think. Bob in Raisin, Texas. Hey, Bob, what's up?
Hey, Tom and listeners, happy Teen Tuesday here for the protests.
Tell me about it.
I just want to kind of echo the previous caller there. He says, by necessity, I'm essentially a registered Republican here, though not registered, but Trump is sending me direct letters asking for money and contributing to, a couple of times to his funds. I mean, he's lettered from Trump, and essentially I'm independent, but I voted in the last Republican primary because I wanted to have somebody else other than a convicted felon in there.
So you have open primaries in Texas?
Right. Yeah, cool. We have open primaries, and but I usually vote Democrat for the main election, but on the primaries, I do Republican to screen them out, you know, screen out the baddies.
There you go.
Anyhow, just to echo that, essentially also by necessity, you know, I'm outnumbered 1-7 here, I guess, you know, 7-1. When I post on an app like Nextdoor, they have certain guidelines, and you can only post political stuff typically during elections. Mm. But the last post I had a massive reaction, again, 5-7-1 maybe against me, railing against me, even though I had to tell these people, hey, I voted in the Republican primary, and I voted for somebody that wasn't a 37-time convicted felon and adjudicated rapist. And then the way to get through these guidelines, my suggestion is essentially to find out what your Nextdoor or the app guidelines are locally, because they require it to be a local subject topic, and they require it to be a non-political topic except during election time. Right. And I put out one that essentially said effectively for Ted Cruz locally here, a senator, essentially, go ahead and stay in Cancun, Ted. We're better off with all red. And, man, that one stayed on there. It went through the Nextdoor guidelines and was able to stay on there. And lately I posted one, essentially a copy of the Lincoln Project ad. We're talking about, you know, you thought you voted for Donald Trump, but you really voted for Elon Musk.
Or Vladimir Putin. Yeah.
And that one got rejected because it was political and, again, non-local.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking that you could probably get through, for example, as opposed to writing something in the paper and getting a bunch of threats and whatever, essentially people that are also resorting to being undercover, essentially do the same thing with your local reps. Mm-hmm. And essentially online, Nextdoor app or whatever, request them to have a town meeting, which they're not having. They're not having town meetings here.
Yep.
My rep here locally in this district here, in our paper, our local paper, Victoria Advocate, said that he was working for his contributors, not his constituents.
Wow.
He actually stated that.
He came right out and said, holy cow.
Yeah.
And they elect him anyway.
And they elect him anyhow. They re-elected him, you know, to replace that crooked senator, representative that was in there before, who got kicked out. So, you know, that was just a throwback.
So forgive my ignorance of Texas politics here, Bob, but you've got John Cornyn and Ted Cruz in the Senate. Are either one of them up for re-election next year?
No. Cornyn may be dropping out. I don't know, but I don't think they are.
Okay.
Ted Cruz just got back in.
Right. Yeah, that was the Colin Allred race last year.
Yeah, and my feedback on that one, again, is to be able to punch through on your local people. I mean, I'm talking directly with my neighbors here on a very small area, but it covers our general area and our district. I suggest if you want to get on those apps and get punched through the guidelines where they're not blocked or rejected or banned even, is to make it a local thing and say if it's going to affect everyone in your area.
Yeah.
I mean, go ahead and put out something like, hey, where can I buy my I did that bumper or stickers that they used to put for Biden. I did that on the gas pumps.
Or where?
Buy stickers for Trump said I did that for eggs, for example.
There you go. I got it. I got it, Bob. Or where can I get a swastika sticker to put on my Tesla? Bob, thanks for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with your call statements.
Old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it.
Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. So we've cleaned up our diets, removed the harsh chemicals from our homes. So why are we still relying on outdated remedies for our health? Let me tell you about the highest quality CBD from CB Distillery. They offer natural plant-based solutions for sleep, stress, and even post-workout pain that actually work. Get this, 90% of people report better sleep with CBD. That's a big deal. And if you're battling daily stress or trying to ease the nagging pain after exercise, CB Distillery has solutions for that too. Personally, my favorite products of CB Distillery are their sleep products. They're just great. They really work. Once you try them, you'll wonder how you ever got by without them. With over a million satisfied customers and 100% money-back guarantee, you can trust CB Distillery. Look, if you're still turning to remedies straight off grandma's medicine shelf, maybe it's time to switch to CB Distillery. And right now, I can get you 20% off with the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at cbdistillery.com. At cbdistillery.com, and that promo code TOM will get you 20% off. cbdistillery.com. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota.
Reckless and grand, a debt-fueled gamble to wreck the land. Tariffs rise and crypto schemes in play while billionaires cheer and the workers pay. Crashing the economy, Trump style. Billionaires laughing all the while. The middle class falls, the rich take flight.
Welcome back. 54 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Ann in Trinity, Florida. Listen to WMNF. Hey, Ann, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I am calling. Actually, I kind of had two things, but after Ro Khanna yesterday, I really narrowed it down to the one this week.
Bless you.
I am am a little bit worried because I did not feel, coming from Representative Khanna yesterday, the urgency that's needed. And I do think that, yes, the Democrats are not, I can't remember what you said, bringing a fork to a gunfight.
Yeah. Spoon, actually.
And
the non-Jews, but yeah.
So my thoughts are, and I've called a couple representatives and senators' offices this morning, is that the American public does not quite understand what our government does for us. And now is a time where Democrats can educate people on what it does. I think that people, when they buy airline tickets, they don't understand what the government does for them from that moment until the time they step off that plane landing where they're supposed to be.
Yeah, yeah.
And other things that government does for us.
Regulating the price of the ticket so you don't get robbed, to making sure that if you do get screwed, you know, if the airline cancels your flight or something, you get some compensation, to making sure that everything is safe and that if your luggage gets lost, you have some recourse. All of those things are the result of big government.
Yes, and thank you, Joe Biden, for the majority of some of that stuff more recently. So I think that my suggestion to the representatives and to the senators today was that at the end of every day, a group of them, representatives and senators, hold a presser. And that day, they discuss something that went on at the USDA that has been, you know, something that has been dropped, as they've eliminated. Mm-hmm. When you go on the DOGE site now and you see receipts, it's like just stuff where, hey, we've eliminated this 120,000 square foot building that we're not going to be renewing somewhere in Atlanta. It's kind of things like that. It's a contract, that was eliminated or cut that was maybe agreed to last year for some food to go somewhere that it's needed and things like that. So there's no really thing that they can actually say is waste and fraud. And the Democrats, I think, need to get out there every day and tell people this is what they've cut and this is what that group of people.
I'm with you, Ann. In fact, I would say that the federal government is too small. I'll be talking about that tomorrow at some length. But yeah, I'm with you. Ann, thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Maggie Dawn.
At 2 o'clock, Tom Paulswitz and I dig into DEI in the age of Trump. We share with you some of the things MLK said that you may never have heard of.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano in Washington, where federal government departments and agencies are bracing for an order to start making substantial reductions in their workforces.
CBS News has confirmed that the Office of Management and Budget and the Office of Personnel Management are set to issue a memo telling federal agencies to prepare for large-scale layoffs. The memo is expected to ask agencies to submit reorganization plans by mid-March in anticipation of the broad staffing cuts. The directive was first reported by CNN. Carissa Lawson, CBS News.
About 1,000 people have already been laid off at the National Institutes of Health campus in Bethesda, Maryland.
This NIH employee affected by cuts says their work drives research on
cancer treatments, chronic pain, addiction, Alzheimer's.
The Trump administration wants a 15% rate cap on what it calls overhead. Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
The CDC has